Hello there, and welcome to Andy's 3D Thoughts. It's Monday, the 10th of December, and as ever, three ideas to help improve your business in around 3 minutes. And let's get cracking with idea one. Cracking, see what I did there? It's December. Let's have a look at this one. The NHS, people in the NHS will be banned from buying fax machines from next month. I'm being told by the government they're actually going to phase them out entirely by 31st of March 2020. Apparently, there are over 9,000 fax machines still in use in the NHS. And basically, they're saying this is far too old school. We need to do something a bit more modern. A bit more modern is maybe an understatement. But what's quite interesting here is that maybe the things in your business that are holding you back. Have you got some old-fashioned things that you need to maybe just question and challenge? Are there things that you could stop doing that actually would help you move things forward? So maybe ask other people in the team, particularly the younger ones maybe, what do they think we should be doing to actually modernise what you do and how you do it? Idea two is, well, it's another great example of customer delight from the Royal Mail of all people. When the primary school children at Antingham and South Preps Primary School in Norfolk had written their wish list to Father Christmas, they were all a bit concerned he would not receive them. So Royal Mail postman Andrew Harrison came to the rescue and collected the letters personally from the children. He was actually dressed as one of Santa's elves and made the experience extra special with his costume, magic dust and a Santa post sack. I think it's a great example again of somebody just going that extra mile. Headmistress Emma Harding said, they waved him goodbye as he promised to deliver the letters first class to Santa. They were then a mix of complete disbelief and excitement about what had just happened. And that's again what customer delight is all about. What are you doing to exceed your customers' expectations and maybe make them a happy Christmas for them all before or after? And one of the ways of doing that is maybe look at idea three. A great example from Quality Street of all people to actually help create personalised experiences. First of all, they've teamed up with Sainsbury's to actually offer personalised Quality Street tins this Christmas. There's a link on andyhanselman.com so you can actually go and get this, and I'm solving all your customer problems, your Christmas problems rather. And basically, you can actually have somebody's name or whatever it might be put on the front of the tin and sent to them for Christmas. It's got to be done by the 16th of December, so you need to get on with it this week. It's a great example of just personalising the experience. They've also taken it even further. They've actually teamed up with John Lewis. And now you can go into John Lewis and actually choose your favourites. You actually create the tin with all the things you want in them. So the horrible purple ones that you don't like, you have to put them in. Great example of personalising the experience. So yeah, I'm solving your customer Christmas problems, but also just giving you some examples of what could you do to personalise the customer experience that your customers receive. Have a great week. We'll see you soon. Bye.